الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال الله تعالى: وإن من أمة إلا خلا فيها نذير. وقال تعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. وقال تعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا. وصدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fatir that there wasn't an ummah or a nation of people except for a warner came to them. This is an indication that, first of all, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has a connection with His creation. So there's a set of people or philosophers, they call themselves deists. So they say, yeah, we believe God created the earth, because there's a fundamental fallacy or incoherence in not saying that the universe was created by something, because nothing happens on its own, and if there's no creator, it's as if you're trying to say that everything happened from nothing, which is, it's unobservable and it's an irrational thought. So there's a group of people called deists. They say that Alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala is like a clockmaker that made a clock and then let it run on its own. And that's not what we believe about Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala has an intervention with His creation. And how should we be surprised that Allah would intervene with His creation and send a messenger to them that tells them what He wants from them and warns them about what dangers they may face if they don't obey Him? Why is that such a surprise? We believe that the intervention of Allah Ta'ala in the creation is so deep that if Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala ever took His attention and His tawajjuh, the tawajjuh of his khaliqiyya away from the creation wouldn't exist, right? The idea, the analogy of the analogy of the clockmaker is assuming that the clock has an existence other than what the clockmaker gives it. That the clockmaker takes separate parts, puts it together, and now the clock has its own existence. Allah Ta'ala is the only one. When we say Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, Allah is the living and He's the qayyum, He's the self-subsistence. Qayyumiyyah is not a sifa or an attribute of anything other than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Everything else, our wujud and our existence is contingent on His existence. It's not a separate existence. So when we say innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun, when we read the Quranic expression that the affair of Allah Ta'ala is nothing except for that when He says to something, be and it is. It's not that He said be some time ago, so many millions and billions and trillions of years ago, and things existed from that time and they've been existing on their own since then. Rather, the commandment of Allah Ta'ala of kun, of be, is something that's with us in every second of our existence. If it wasn't, we would we have no reality of our own. We have no reality of our own. So a person who understands that, to them there's no ajab, there's no wonder or marvel at the fact that Allah Ta'ala would also send a messenger, because the intervention of Allah Ta'ala in His creation is so deep already. Sending a messenger is a small matter. Allah Ta'ala in every instant has taken responsibility and charge over every particle that our body is made out of. So why would, so sending a messenger would be a small matter compared to the depth with which Allah Ta'ala is involved in His creation. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Surah Saba that we did not send you except for to all people as a bringer of glad tidings and as a warner, but rather most people don't know or don't understand. And Allah Ta'ala says that we did not send you except for as a bearer of glad tidings and as a warner. And these are all sifat, attributes, or descriptions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the idea of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being sent for all mankind, part of this is also something that we have to remind ourselves about again and again as well, because we live in a time when many people, even Muslims themselves, What the haqiqah, the reality of iman is inside the heart, Allah knows best. There are many people who say that they're Muslims, but you know, the windows are all closed and the lights are off inside. Wal-iyadu billah. We don't make a fatwa and kufr on somebody until they say that I don't believe it anymore. But there are many people who claim that they're Muslims, but the lights are off, nobody's home inside. Allah protect us from it. So we should be very careful about these things. That when we say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to all people, that means all people in all times that people exist. That means the Quran, the Sunnah, it's not old-fashioned, it's not asatirul awwaleen, it's not the tales of the ancients, it's not something incompatible with modern life, it's not something incompatible with contemporary life. To say that is to assume that the message of Islam is a furu'i message, not an usuli message. The message of Islam is an usuli message. It's a message of principles. It's not a message of details. The details fill in later. So if you live in America in 2015, that means that you use your cell phone like a Muslim. If you use Facebook and Twitter, Allah Ta'ala protect us. But if you use them, that you use them like a Muslim. If you, you know, drive a car, you drive a car like a Muslim would, instead of, you know, someone cut you off and you flip them the bird and then scream four-letter words at them. You know, you can see that. You see that. This happens. There's someone, you know, something like that happens to them and they say, oh, blank, beep. And then there's somebody, something like that happens, say, Ya Latif. And they say, Subhanallah. They'll say something like that. That you do those things like a Muslim. So it's something that we should remind ourselves. And if someone else says something silly, if you know that, oh, this is old-fashioned or that's old-fashioned, if you think they'll listen, and if you can do so in a nice way, remind them that Allah Ta'ala sent the Nabi Sallallahu Kafatin lil nasi bashira wa nadira. That Allah Ta'ala said, Kafatin nasi bashira wa nadira. Allah Ta'ala sent the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to all people. That means every time also that people exist in, as a bearer of glad tidings and as a warner. Not to say things like that. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive us and set us straight. Wa sallallahu ta'ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.